All right, so you've been told that you can make a lot of money flipping houses. You're trying to figure it all out. You're trying to figure out how to flip houses and make $10,000 to $20,000 per month per deal. You're trying to figure it out. Maybe you've gone through a class, you've gone through a free seminar, you've paid $25,000, and you're trying to figure this whole thing out. But at the end of the day, you're still trying to figure out how to get into house flipping because all of it is just shade, a bunch of shade for you. Today on this session, we're going to have a good time. I want to show you four different things you can do, four different things you can do to get into, not just get into house flipping, but you can actually start operating and you can actually start doing something and you can start attracting all those leads and all those lucrative checks to yourself. My name is Ola. I'm here. I want to have a good time. That's my primary reason for being here, but the only way I can do that is if I can pour my heart out to you and I can share with you some of the secrets that many of the gurus, many of the other systems and platforms out there would not take the time to share with you. I got four different things I want to share with you. So if you're struggling with getting started flipping houses, maybe you're struggling with network marketing, you're struggling with marketing, you're struggling with building a business from home, but you want like a very simple, easy way to make money from home. The goal here today, I'm gonna have a good time. That's what I'm trying to tell you right now. I don't know if you're watching me live broadcast or you're watching me later. It really doesn't matter because the concepts I'm gonna share with you in this video are essentially timeless, okay? They're timeless and you are going to have a good time too if you pay attention. So I want you to stick around. If you're brand new to me here and you're not subscribed to my list, then you're not familiar with what we do here. Again, my name is Ola. I'm the founder here at myempirepro.com. The first thing I want you to do if you're brand new here is I want you to go ahead and download the free book. It's at myempirepro.com, or you can simply click the link in the description if you're on YouTube. It will take you so you can go download that book, and then you will see other stuff that we have on the inside for you to take advantage of. Okay, as you can see on the screen right here, myempirepro.com is where you would get the free book. Now, the first four that you're looking at on this list here is essentially what I want to take my time to explain to you today. Okay. And then the 51 is essentially like it's like it's a round off of everything else because essentially what I'm going to share with you here, the only way to make money, okay, in any business is adding value, okay? And I'm going to elaborate on that at the end of this session here today. So again, I want to switch back to my face and I'll go through each one of this list one at a time, and then I'll explain it to you why this is the very, very thing that you need to do to get into flipping houses. Okay. Now, if you're here and you're here to learn how to market, yes, we're going to cover that in step three. And I'm going to keep it super simple for you because one of the biggest mistakes that people make, and actually some gurus make, is that they complicate everything. They start talking about all these technical things and it's not about those things. Okay. Those things are not going to make you money. It's really about understanding the concept. You need to understand the concept. All right. So another thing I want to share with you is also over the next several days until May 3rd. Okay. I'm scheduled to be on this channel for at least 30 minutes. Okay. At least 30 minutes, possibly going into beyond that. Okay. I'm scheduled to be here to be sharing new topics. Okay. We'll be rolling out some topics on the same subject matter. Okay. Marketing, real estate, making money from home, building a business from home. Frankly, personally, I don't think you should be trying to build a business from home without involving real estate at some level. Okay. And if you're trying to build a business from home and doesn't involve real estate, typically, usually, that example involves, some kind of vacuum, some kind of Ponzi scheme, some type of something that's just not going to last. It's going to collapse, and it's not built on a rock solid foundation. For me personally, building a business from home, real estate is that rock solid foundation. If all else fails, right, real estate stands, and people are going to need a roof over their house. Everything else are pretty much subject to recession. So is real estate, but the way I teach you is based on the present market. We don't do things based on speculation of what the value of a property is going to be in the future or what it was in the past. We only go as far back as 6 months, okay? And you're going to learn all about that here. So again, today we want to talk about how to get into real estate, how to get into house flipping, and how you can start making 10 to $20,000 per month. Okay, that's what I want to get into. And the first of that step is actually investing in yourself. And yes, it's the obvious. Okay, it's essentially the obvious. What I'm sharing with you here is the obvious. The best investment in your life is not going to be your investment in real estate. Okay. Yeah, sound contradictory, but no, it's not going to be the investment in real estate. It's going to be investment in yourself. It's self-development. It's mindset development. It's about having the right mindset, and it's an ongoing process. In other words, until you die, it's something that you have to commit to. Why? Because self-development is subject to your relationship with other human beings, okay? It's subject to your social engineering, your social IQ, your social intelligence. Okay. So if you get to a point and you feel like you know it all, that means you're assuming that other human beings are pretty much stagnant and they don't change. And you and I know that that's not true, right? And that's the only thing that's constant is change. Okay. And the only exception to that rule is God. Okay. It doesn't change. It's essentially love is the same thing. It's about giving, giving, giving. And it's never really about taking. And if you want to win in the game of entrepreneurship, it's about learning how to give. Okay. And when you learn how to give, and we're going to talk about that here, everything else I'm going to talk about here is going to be subjected to the idea of giving into the marketplace. It's going to be subjected to, remember what I called it earlier, it's going to be subjected to adding value. Okay. Adding value to the marketplace. And the amount of money you're going to make is going to be literally, it's going to be, it's going to be pretty much, in direct response, direct relationship. Okay. It's directly, there's a way we say it in mathematics, is directly proportional to how much value you put into the marketplace. Okay. It's going to be directly proportional to that. Now, in the beginning, it may not seem that way in the beginning because you got to put some equity in, you got to pump some equity. This is the part where most people quit on themselves because it doesn't seem like it's acting fast enough. It doesn't seem like it's happening fast enough, right? Excuse me here. I'm trying to see here that make sure that we're also live on. Right. So it doesn't seem like it's moving fast enough, but that's your job right there. Because listen, if everyone was getting quick results, right, everyone would be doing this business. But unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. Okay. It doesn't work that way. The way it works is that it takes a minute before things kicks off. Okay. And that's why you want to take the time to invest in yourself, because if you don't invest in yourself, in your personal development, in your mindset, what's going to happen is that you're going to be frustrated out of the business prematurely. Okay. That's why an average person comes into the game and they leave. Right. And that's why someone like me is still sticking around for, I don't know, I lost count on how many years. I started 2004 December. Okay. 2004 December. Yeah. So we're going 12, 13, 14 years now. Right. Because, I was lucky. Let me just tell you, I was lucky enough that there are two things that was part of my initial investment. The first course that I purchased, and it was two M's. It was mindset and marketing, okay? And without those two things, chances are you're going to fail, okay? You're going to fail because, unfortunately, entrepreneurship and making money on your own without going to a job on Friday, it can become very, very hard, especially if your mindset, okay? Mostly because your mindset is not in the right place. It's not hard on a physical labor, okay? It's not manual physical labor. It's hard because, 1 second here. It's hard because, just excuse me, just trying to make sure that we're posted here on Instagram. It's hard because the natural mind is not prepared for obstacles, right? To solve problems, right? And yet they try to put us through mathematics in school. We try to do some problem solving, but yet people don't see how it's applicable to your real life, especially when it comes to entrepreneurship. Your primary job, okay? Your primary job before marketing, okay? Before mindset, okay? In entrepreneurship is problem solving. Remember, we keep talking about the same thing, adding value, right? And again, the point I'm making here is that it can be hard if you're not coming from the right frame of mindset, okay? It's essentially because your expectations are off, okay? So entrepreneurship, in general, entrepreneurship, your expectation needs to be right, okay? Of course, you expect to win, right? You should expect to win, okay? But there's a balance between expecting to win and then thinking it's going to be overnight, or miscalculating on what overnight means, or not having the right frame of mindset to define what overnight is, okay? You becoming wealthy in entrepreneurship is gonna seem like overnight to the people that are not part of the journey with you, including your wife, including your children, including your husband, your wife, the people that are the closest to you. They're not gonna go through this journey with you. That's just a fact, okay? They're not going to. Now, they can be at home, they can root for you, they can listen to you, they can encourage you, right? But the truth of the matter is that there's a vacuum there. They're not the one taking the action involved. So a big part of their mindset is thinking this one is a dreamer, okay? And it's not their fault, okay? It's just the way it's set up. Because again, you're telling them all these things you're about to do, and you're excited, but you're taking action, so you have that vacuum of that action field, but they don't have that. So eventually, it's only a matter of time before they start looking at you funny, like, this one doesn't know what he's talking about. How do I know? Because I've been through that personally. Okay? That's how I know. Okay? I'm not, you cannot preach this kind of things or talk about this kind of things without going through it yourself. And just one second here. Just want to make sure I post this real quick on Instagram so people on Instagram knows that I'm live. Okay? All right. I'm live on Instagram on just swipe up. I'm live. Just swipe up. All right, so we have to do that to get people to know that we're live. Yep. All right. All right, cool. We got to let about 24,000 people, 25,000 people on Instagram know we're live. All right. So they may even come back and watch this one later. Most people watch it later. But anyway, you see what I'm saying? So now back to investing in yourself, okay? That's the primary reason why I need you to invest in yourself, okay? That's 2 weeks. I don't know if it's going to take you 2 weeks to hit your first deal. I don't know if it's going to take you 1 year to hit your first deal, okay? I don't know if it's going to take you 6 months. I don't know, okay? It depends on where you're coming from, but primarily it depends on your mindset, depends on your ability to be coachable. It depends on your ability to be able to narrow down to what's important, because 99% of things, when it comes to business ownership, entrepreneurship, and even life, 99% of everything doesn't matter. Okay. There's just a few things, 1% of things that matters. And that's what I want to narrow down here on this video. And the first one of that is your mindset. Your frame of mind has got to be right. Because if you look at things, like for example, if you try a deal and it doesn't work out too quick, the frame of mind that you're observing that from can throw everything off. You may just be that close to closing that first deal, and then you threw yourself off. So, for example, I was talking about expectations, right? People have expectation and they set ultimatums for themselves, right? They set ultimatum in the time in terms of either time or dollars. Okay, yes, you either have time or dollars to invest. Okay, you have to have one of those two. If you don't have one of those two, something is wrong somewhere. Find a job, you know. And start making some money. Maybe you need to learn some skills so you can start putting some time into this. But bottom line is that you got to have one of those two, right? But before all of that, right? You have time, you have money, right? To invest, but there's also your desire. Like how bad do you want it? And I know you've heard this before, the why, right? I promise you, if you don't have a strong why, you're going to quit on yourself. That's just what it is, okay? Why? Because you're human. Okay, and you have expectation, as I was talking about, that something should happen within a certain amount of time or after you spend a certain amount of dollars, right? So you give yourself ultimatum in the form of dollars and or money, right? If I've after spending $20,000, if this is not working out, I'm gonna quit, right? Or you say, hey, listen, I'm gonna try this again. The word try this is an ultimatum, right? I'm gonna try this for 3 months. If it doesn't work out, I'm gonna quit. Right? Those are ultimatums. And the only ultimatum you should ever give yourself in entrepreneurship is closing your first deal. Okay? And I learned that a long time ago, but I gotta be honest with you, I was lucky. I was younger. I was like 25, 26, 24. Okay? So I didn't have a wife, I didn't have a kid, right? So it was kind of, I'll say it was kind of easier. You know, I'm just being humble, okay? It's kind of easier for me to stick to, okay? But the ultimatum I had is what I can share with you. The ultimatum that I had when I started in 2005 was when I closed my first deal, Okay. So if I never close my first deal, I don't quit. Why? Because it, by default, it puts me in a position that I must close my first deal. It is a get rich or die trying type of mindset. And even my own father doesn't like that when I say that. It comes off as like no, like you're going to be desperate. No, I'm not desperate. Okay. It's called determination. There's a fine line in that definition of desperate and determination. Okay. And the people that win big in life, they don't give us themselves an out. Okay. When you say, I'm going to stop when I spend this much money or when I hit this much time, you're giving yourself an out. And guess what's going to happen? Whatever you focus on, you're going to attract. That time is going to attract to you faster than you think because you're focused on it. Or the dollar amount that you specify that is an ultimatum for your marketing budget that after I finish spending this, I'm going to quit, right? So I'm gonna tell you right now, whatever your ultimatum you have, make sure it's not time, make sure it's not dollars. Make sure it's the closing your first deal. And here's another reason. When you close your first deal, you're destroyed in a good way for life. You're just never going to quit because now you know, not just you, your soul, your mind knows that this works, right? That this works, right? That it's just a matter of, wow, this works. It worked. It didn't matter how long it took you. It didn't matter how much money you spent. In fact, you may have spent $100,000 to close your first deal that made you $10,000. In other words, you're still kind of in the negative, okay, because you spent $100,000. I'm not saying you're going to spend $100,000. I'm just saying, right? But you spent $100,000, but you made your first $10,000. So winners are looking at it as, wow, it worked. Now I need to go back. Now you have data, right? I need to go back and figure out what worked. And I need to focus on it. Because everything I spent into the past is what we called sunk cost in economics. Okay. It's called, you could Google it. It's called sunk. S-U-N-K. S-U-N as in Nancy K. Cost. Sunk cost is in the past. We're focused on the forward now. And the only data that we're focused on is $10,000. What brought about $10,000? Now, in that process, you would have gone through a lot in your mindset. You've gone through a process, a development process, kind of like the same thing that kids go through when they go to college. You don't go to college to know exactly what you want to do. Most people don't know what they're going to do with their life. Most people are going to graduate with a degree that they're never going to use in their life. Hello, me, right? Master's degree, computer engineering. But it doesn't matter because there's a process that the brain is going through in that moment in time. There's a belief system that's been built, that's been worked on through that process. And you're going to have something that's even much more important than education, entertainment, enlightenment, all of that stuff you get through. But you're going to have an experience that most people will not have because you took the time without giving yourself an ultimatum to go through that process. So that's the preparation I wanted to give you before I dive into the rest of the information. You need to invest in yourself. So to get through that process I just described to you, you need to invest in yourself. Mindset, okay? Self-development, okay? Personal development, Jim Rohn, right? Tony Robbins, things like that, right? I don't know if you can get it from church. I couldn't get it from church, probably because I devalued it because I was born into it. Because when you're born into something, you tend to not pay too much attention because, again, this is all I've known, right? So I had to step out and see. Same message, though. The mind has got to be stronger than an average human mind because if it's not, your faith is going to be tested, okay? I tell this to people in the church all the time. You don't know what faith is. Only real entrepreneurs, when I say real entrepreneurs, that means somebody that have closed at least one deal. You sold something. I didn't say sell something on a job. You sold something. I don't care if it's $1 or $2 or $3. You believed in a piece of gadget. You sold it and somebody bought it from you. Once you have that much power and you know that you can sell, right? Now it's a matter of increasing wide and depth and leverage and turning that into wealth. That's really all this is, okay? But it takes more than an average human mind. And the only way you're going to get there is to invest in yourself, time, and possibly money, okay? And you need to go through personal development and self-development. And when I say that, I'm talking about your frame of mind. So that's the first step. That's the first step, I promise you. The next thing you want to invest in is mentorship, okay? All of this stuff you can invest in with money or time. It's completely up to you. Okay. But I need you to understand that the only way you're going to create $10,000, $20,000 per month closing deals here is by adding value. Okay. And every time you get derailed off of that, you shoot yourself back 6 months or more. Okay. So this is the game of the survival of the fittest. Okay. But it gets easier with time. I promise you, it gets easier with time. With consistency, it gets easier. Consistency is really the only factor that matters in all of this, right? 99% of everything I'm saying almost doesn't matter. When you're consistent, consistency brings about your learning as you're going, you're developing the brain, and you're building equity, okay? So that's that right there. You need to invest in mentorship. Now, mentorship, some people will call that go find an investor and shadow them, right? Yeah, but here's the problem with that, okay? What is what I noticed with a lot of people that approach me with trying to shadow me, right? They are just trying to take from me, okay? And it's not my fault. I don't mind having people shadow me and learn from me. I don't mind, but I do, okay? Because I'm human, right? And some things are time-consuming. Like, for example, the first time a gentleman wanted to shadow me, he got there late, so I had to wait for him, and all that, I don't want to deal with that. I'm moving so fast that I don't have time to be waiting for people. So here's the first step when you're thinking mentorship. If you're thinking about coming into mentorship with somebody, somebody you look up to, somebody you feel like you learn from, you need to figure out how you're going to add value to them, okay? You need to figure out how you're going to add some kind of value to their business, into their lifestyle. You need to kind of figure out how can you make this person's life a little bit more easier. Okay. And sometimes that's very hard if you don't know anything about the business. Okay. So, and that takes me to another thing, which is you got to know a little bit of something about the business. Okay. And there's ton of YouTube videos where you can learn, even right here on my channel, you can learn so much about real estate wholesaling, how to get started, what it entails, what exactly is wholesaling. You can literally search that with my name and a video will pop up. Right. But you need to have an idea of what you're getting into. That way you can figure out how you can add value to this person's life, right? So, for example, for me, somebody can approach me and say, oh, I'm sure you have tons of customers that can become even additional customer you can add. Because the only way I can get new customers from my existing customer base is for me to add more value into their life. So that's what I'm always thinking. If I'm about to get on the phone and call some of my old customers, I want to think about how I'm going to add value to their life. I don't want to call them just to ask them for a sale. That's ridiculous. That's weak. That's not very amateurish. That's not professional. And that's a non-profitable activity. Okay. So in the same token, when you approach mentorship, you need to approach it from a standpoint of how are you going to add value to this mentor's life? And sometimes you need to like spy on them. You need to go through their website. Definitely you need to watch every video that they shoot, that they put out there. You need to watch every, you need to be literally be watching this person, damn near almost like stalking. Don't make them uncomfortable. But the point is that you need to know like as much as possible about this person. And that's how you're going to figure out how you can help them solve a simple problem. Because here's the thing. If you're just getting started, you have a luxury over somebody that has already started. Okay. They don't have as much time. You have probably a lot more time than they do. If you don't have much going on business-wise, you probably have a lot. Never mind that you work 9 to 5. You probably have a lot more time than a person that's already established in business. That's a luxury for a person that's already established in business because, number one, they work 24/7. Okay, and business owners do not work 1 hour. They don't live on the beach. Never mind what the guru told you. They work 24/7 by choice. Okay, they don't have to, but they work 24/7 by choice because they're borderline obsessed with the idea of building and building and creating and building and creating. So the luxury that you probably have over them is having time. So there may be a few activities in their business that they need time. It could be something as simple as helping them upload their videos, edit their videos, find out how you can add value to this person's life. By doing so, you're going to end up being around them so much, right, that you will pick up one or two things. Knowledge that you typically cannot find in a textbook. Does that make sense? Good. So that's the next thing right there. Invest in mentorship. Invest time, invest money. I didn't say go find mentors. That's the mistake that most people do. Go find a mentor. find a mentor. Nobody is going to be willing to waste their time, not waste time, but they don't have the time to be mentoring you unless you bring some kind of value to the table, either time, skills, or money. And find out what that is and see how you can hide it. That's probably, honestly, the fastest and the easiest way to get into flipping houses, okay? To get into house flipping. Now, the other thing, the next one I want to share with you here, let's see here. The next thing I want to share with you here is marketing, okay? Marketing, M-A-R-K-E-T-I-N-G. We can't overstress. I cannot overstress this. If I was to bring all of this conversation down to a science, like straight point, like the only thing that matters is marketing. What is marketing? Promotion, reaching out, creating, putting out baits, fish, right? Your fishes of men, right? And getting people attracted to you. And I specifically like to talk about attraction marketing, okay? Attraction marketing, because you're not really marketing unless you make sure you're giving some kind of value into the marketplace. There are a ton of people on the internet that market without trying to put stuff into the marketplace. They just say, buy from me. They go pitch people in their inbox, right? On their inbox, on their private messaging, buy from me, check out my product. And they're not focused on how they can give, right? So the type of marketing where you give, right, in order to attract people is the best one I know. It's the best scenario because, number one, it puts you in a better position when it's time to prospect, when it's time to talk to people on the phone. They already know you. They like you. They trust you because you've added value to their life first. Okay. So if you're wondering, that's why I do tons of video, because my personal goal is almost not to make money, because I know that's a byproduct of me out giving value into the marketplace. I need to outgive my competition when it comes to value into the marketplace. So I create videos, I create articles, I create ebooks, right? Audiobooks. I have my podcast. Like, this is going to be on a podcast, right? I put that all out there so anybody who's not even necessarily going to ever buy from me can listen and learn something new every time they listen to me. And I know that minds always come back to me. That's attraction marketing. So you need to learn how to invest in marketing. It could be time, again, as usual, and possibly money, okay? As you have less and less time, when you become more and more prosperous and you start to make money, then you're going to have a lot more money, but less time by choice, and more money to invest into the marketplace, and then you can dominate your marketplace with what? Marketing. So that's another way to get into house flipping, but marketing can become very costly. Okay, so let's go back to the previous one, investing in mentorship. Marketing can become very costly if you don't know what you're doing. And sometimes it's not necessarily in a textbook or in a training somewhere. Sometimes it's under the mentorship of somebody that you can ask questions anytime. Okay, you can say, hey, I see this number, I see this. You can learn a lot from books, you can learn a lot from video trainings, of course, you can learn a lot from free sessions like this, of course. But when it comes down to taking action and not wasting resources, the chances are your mentors, chances are a person that you're working with closely already made some mistakes that was very costly, and you don't have to make the same mistakes. And like I said, marketing can be very costly. So it's in your best interest to do everything you can do to reduce the cost of marketing, because marketing can become very costly. Okay. And one of the best ways I know how to do that is by having mentors. Okay. By having mentors. So you can market on your own. You can test out on your own, of course. And you can figure it out on your own, but I'm telling you, in the long run, it's just a lot cheaper to have either a mentor or partner that you can always rub minds with and say, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? Why do you think this is acting this way? Remember what I was saying earlier? Human beings evolve. They do. They evolve. And the way they respond to marketing information, promotional information evolves as well. So something may work yesterday, like a marketing strategy may work yesterday, and all of a sudden it doesn't work next week anymore. This is why you do not live in an isolated world. You're actually trying to run a business, and your money is going to come from people. So you need to understand people. Okay. You need to learn how to listen to people with your marketing activities, and all of that wrapped into one is stuff you will learn more about inside of my book, Empire Lifestyle Secrets, that you can download for free at myempirepro.com if you're brand new here. Okay. There's all type of typographical errors through it, But I promise you, that's going to be the least thing you will focus on in the book. Okay. It's a 200 pages book. Go get it. Okay. All right. So let's go on to the next one here. The next thing you want to invest in here is list building. Okay. So in house flipping, there are two sides of the coin. Okay. You have a, no matter what part of house flipping, you could be an investor, you could be a wholesaler. It doesn't matter. Okay. You have a buyer on this end. So you have a seller. Somebody needs to sell you a house first, right? And you're trying to flip it to a buyer, right? So you have the side of the seller, and you also have the side of the buyer. And it's your responsibility to facilitate the two transactions between those two. And then you stay in the middle, you make $10,000 to $20,000. Why? Because you helped a seller get rid of a house they don't want, and you helped a buyer acquire a property that they can add value to and make some profit for them. Remember, all of this is coming down to adding value, okay? I may be on some add value roll right now, okay? But it's really the ultimate truth of everything, adding value, okay? So you have a buyer that needs a property they can add value to so they can make some money, because that's the only way to make money. You have a seller that you can add value to by helping them get rid of a property that they don't want, maybe because they're in pre-foreclosure, maybe they're facing divorce, maybe they inherited a house that they don't really want, right? Maybe whatever, you know, they have too much houses on their plate, they need to get rid of one so they can their numbers can add up properly, whatever. You're there to solve a problem, right? Then you solve a problem. So now these two sides, sellers, buyers, you need to invest in list building for both ends, okay? Now, list building for sellers is not much of work. You have companies that have done that already. So RedX is a great company, okay? You can go to myempirepool.com/RedX. They give you all the list of pre-foreclosures, people facing auction, people that have expired listings on the market. That means the house they tried to sell, but they couldn't sell. And they have a list of for rent by owners, tired landlords, and things like that. And they give you access to those lists. List building, you have that. And they put that list already there for you. So there's not much work that you need to do there. The other side is the buyer side. A typical guru would tell you there's a cash investor somewhere that's ready to buy that house right now. In most cases, it's a lie, okay? And nobody is going to tell you that. I promise you, nobody's going to tell you that. What they're going to tell you is that I have a list. We have a list. Just buy our product, $25,000. All you have to do is send your property to us, right? They're lying, okay? You have to get good at building your own buyers list, okay? There's a ton of buyers all around you on Facebook. However, you need to get them to subscribe to your list, okay? And that's the part where I come in and I teach you how to generate traffic on the internet and build a list of potential buyers. How do you make sure they're potential buyers? There are rules and there's strategy. There's a method to the madness, okay? But what I want you to understand there is that you need to be obsessed about building a buyers list if you want to flip houses or you want to wholesale. You want to be a real estate investor because you're trying to sell as well too. And you just never know which property is going to fit. But if you have a buyers list, you own your own media company. You see, primarily in this business, your responsibility is marketing. Okay? Marketing. Okay? And marketing to do what? To get people to subscribe to your list so you can market for free to that list for as long as you want, for as long as you're in business, okay? You market for free to that list. Remember, marketing can be very costly, right? And we already know that you need to invest in marketing. But if you're investing in marketing and every time you invest, somebody doesn't respond, you just lost money. But if you're building a list, you did not lose money. You gained a subscriber that can potentially refer people to you, that can potentially become a buyer, okay? The key thing is that you need to build a media house that has human beings in it, okay? And that's what you call a media company. That's the business that Facebook is in. Facebook is in the business of building lists so they can sell advertising to all those people. They get you to come there to hang out and look at the spy on your friends and eavesdrop on your friends and just be nosy with your friend's business. But at the end of the day, they show you ads. They show you advertising of other people's business, and that's the business they're in. Guess what? That's the same business that you're in. Okay, sorry, I was shaking the video. That's the same business that you're in. Okay, so list building is something you need to invest heavily in terms of, it should be the core of everything you do. Okay, if you want to get very good at flipping houses, because think about this, if you don't have people, there's nobody to flip houses to. Yes, somebody's promised you there's a cash buyer somewhere and things like that. there's only so much of them in any city, okay? If there's anyone, and if there is anyone, they're typically very picky on what they want to buy, and typically the kind of deals you're going to typically find is not what they're looking for. So you need to build a buyer's list, because a buyer's list you're going to build, you're going to be able to add value to the life. You help them save money. You can help them save a little 10% off of the value of the property. You can save 15%, 5%. You can help them just save their closing costs. They want the house anyway. But typical cash buyers are, they want 50% on the dollar. And you're most likely, most of the time, not most likely, most of the time not going to find such deals, okay? Especially if you're just getting started. You're going to find houses that has a little bit of 20% in the equity, a little bit of 30% in the equity. If you have a list of buyers, then you can flip those houses to those people because they don't mind. Many of them are, they're not really interested in flipping or investing. They just want the house at a discount. You build your list off of the idea that you can give them discounted homes. That's an idea that you should really explore as everybody else chases after looking for 40 cents on the dollar, 50 cents on the dollar. You take the ones that are available 80, 70%. I mean, if you find 40, which you're going to find if you get very busy, you're going to find, by the way, but you're not waiting for that before you put food on your table. Does that make sense? But you're really in the business of list building. And I've seen gurus on YouTube say, you don't need to build a list. To that, I say bullshit. In no matter what business you're in, you always need to build a list, okay? Every time you use, you go to Subway, even regular Subway restaurant, if that person got you on a text message so they can text you the newest deal in town for that day, that's called list building. It's the most profitable activity in any business. So don't let anybody tell you, especially somebody that has 200,000 subscribers on a YouTube page, tell you you don't need to build a list. Why do they have all these subscribers on their YouTube page if you don't need to build a list? And I've seen that from at least two people. And I'm like, wow, why would you want to tell people they don't need to build a list? It's the most profitable activity in any type of business. Building a list, building an audience that you can market to for free anytime after you build a list. So for example, if somebody joins my list, I don't care if they buy now or later because they're now on my list. And majority never unsubscribe. Majority keep listening to me. Some of them buy immediately. Some of them buy 5 years later. Some of them buy 2 years later and everything in between. That's the key thing about building a list, because you're trying to build your tribe. That's the idea right there. Okay. All right. So what's the next thing that we need to invest in here? I think we've mentioned all of it, okay? So number one, invest in yourself. Number two, invest in mentorship. I didn't say find mentorship. Invest in mentorship. Time and possibly money, okay? In any one of these, you're going to be investing time or possibly money, okay? If you're in the beginning, you may have a mix of both, or you may not have any money at all. Just understand that if you don't have any money, then you got to have time if you want it bad enough. If you don't want it bad enough, you're not going to have time. You're not going to have money. That's because you don't want it bad enough, okay? Invest in yourself, mentorship, marketing, okay? List building, mentorship, find value you can add to the person that you're trying to acquire as a mentor. Find out how you can help them. Find out how you can help them build their empire. By doing so, you will learn a lot, okay? Invest in marketing. Money comes from people. If you don't know how to build a tribe of people and bring people together, attract people to your business, there's no money. That should make sense. List building is the primary way to build that tribe, to put it together, glue it together, so people are not just coming to your business and leaving and going. You want to find a way to build a whole nation, a tribe around what you're doing, okay? A community around what you're doing, okay? And number five is adding value, which is essentially everything I just shared with you, okay? If you don't add value to the marketplace, there's no money. So everything you do from this point on when it comes to getting into house flipping, I need you to go back and think of it as from a standpoint of how can I add value to this business? That's the only way you're going to become popular in the business. That's how you're going to become the go-to person in the business. How can I add value to this business? And in terms of how to add value into any business, into any niche, and any industry, that's pretty much what we cover extensively on the book. If you're brand new here, Empire Lifestyle Secrets, you can download it absolutely for free from, let me switch screens right now so you can see my screen, because we're pretty much done here, okay, for the day. You can find it at myempirepro.com. That's where you're going to find that book. Let me see here. Let's see. Let me show you. Now, in addition to the book, you're also going to have access to a 7-video series that breaks down how to build a smart business empire. It's called Smart Business Empire. Okay. You're going to have access to that by simply downloading that book. You will have access to that video, which I will send to you one at a time over the next 7 days. And it's a book that, again, you know, remember when I said if you want to invest time into somebody possibly having you as a mentor, you need to know what you're looking at when you're looking at somebody's business. You need to understand some of the processes and things like that. And that's what I cover for free in this 7-video series, which is called Smart Business Empire. All of it can be accessed from there. So again, list building, your buyers list, you can learn how to do that from the book. If you want a list of sellers, ready to go, list of sellers, myempirepro.com/redx is where you want to go to acquire that, okay? So hopefully you like what I've shared with you today. Do me a favor, okay? Share this video with your friends, family, social network. Give me a thumbs up. If you grab any kind of tip from this today, just give me one thumbs up. That would be nice enough. If you have any questions, please feel free to use the comment box below, the comment area to ask questions, contribute. If you have anything, you have something you disagree with me, it's all good because I can always learn from anywhere, okay? Just share that with me, okay? Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next one. Peace.